It's Tuesday, the 21st of April, and it's time to get your gaming grin on with the Game Grin Grincast. Here to talk about games are Aaron.
I'm older.
Jack.
I'm older too.
And girls.
I'm Jean Valjean.
And I, as always, am Ace. Today we are on the live stream playing Stackhead, a student game that was created by 10 students in 9 months as part of the ESMA Game School in France.
Yeah.
The Steam information says that it was that they were working with the technical constraints for a portable console. And, I mean, like, the Switch is a portable console. The Switch 2, like, there's not... They're not really constrained these days, is my point.
Yeah. I don't think this would exist on the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah, when I read it, I was like, oh, is it like Game Boy Advance? No, it certainly does not look like a Game Boy Advance game. But anyway, we're going to play and find out what it is and some stuff. I don't know. Right, let's click start.
I'm using a controller.
Yes, it recommends you play with a controller.
He's a cute little robot.
Jack, why are you behind?
Clams for having.
All right, again.
Oh, well, robot is fixing the steam from the steam clams we're having.
Or can he fix my steam so that when I buy games, I actually own them?
That's a good point. That's a good point. I don't think the robot can do that. Aww.
The robot also isn't allowed to interact with the guests to the park.
Oh, and our little robot killed the tinier robot and can now interact with the guests in the park.
Actually, speaking of owning your games, did you hear that the Stop Killing Games guy was in front of the EU Commission quite recently?
You mean the accursed car, lad?
What?
Accursed Farms, sorry. The Accursed Farms, lad.
Yes.
Ross.
And his games dungeon.
Yeah, there's recordings on YouTube from a few days ago. I thought he actually did really well and explained really well what the initiative is and what they would like to achieve.
Also creator of the very good Freeman's Mind series.
Oh, the enemies respawn. Interesting. It's like a platformer?
Yeah, I got the impression that it's a puzzle platformer. I'm not sure how the puzzle thing yet.
It's very Mega Man-y so far.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, except I'm not failing every single screen.
Give it time.
Yet.
What about dead? Mega Man Battle Network thing. Do you fail every screen there?
No, I'm quite good at those ones.
I actually saw some indie games inspired by Battle Network recently. And if you're interested, I'll link you at some point.
I know there's a couple that have attempted to replicate the battle mechanic, but not the rest of the game.
Oh.
I think there was one published by Humble Bundle that was similar-ish in battle mechanics. Can't remember the name, though.
Yeah, I can't remember the name.
So, for our lovely listening audience, Stackhead? What was the name of the game? I can't remember anymore. Stackhead?
It's Stackhead.
Stackhead. Is a... side-scrolly, shooty, very Mega Man-y kind of deal where you control a cute little robot guy and you have a shooty arm and you can defeat certain enemies to get a turret hat, I guess, that will also shoot things, which you will lose upon taking damage.
It's like a module that's shaped like his head, but it has an additional gun on it.
That's what I said, turret hat.
And it's themed around theme parks.
I just wanted to elaborate. I thought you explained it well. I just wanted to... Okay, I'll shut up.
Oh, and you lose it between levels.
It being the hat.
Yes. Also your mind.
So I'm going to the cave.
Nice little guy here, like a little chameleon, just in the foreground. That's cute.
I'm on our evil Ferris wheel. It has a face that's evil. It has an evil face.
What people say about me.
Do they?
That's honest.
I'm sorry. Being evil, that's
my shtick.
It's just called resting bitch face, I guess.
I think I have that.
Oh, we might be getting into puzzle territory. Interesting.
Why is this Ferris wheel evil? It doesn't do anything evil.
Having a bad day. It happens to us all.
You can shoot its platform to flip them, but...
Oh. Yeah, there are puzzle elements. You're right, Gus. Which mode? Oh, you can use your hats as a weapon aimed upwards. That's fun.
Give me all your hats!
I know, evil Roombas.
I died.
Episode title is going to be Give Me All Your Hats.
I think having more hats makes you slower. At least my little guy is sweating, which robots don't really do, but we'll let it slide.
Your hitbox might be bigger, I would assume. But yeah,
definitely makes you slower.
That's actually a really nice touch.
It is. Roomba.
Oh, you can turn the hats off.
You can?
Yeah. Why? The game teaches you.
Because it lets you, that's why.
How dare you?
I'm not seeing... I'm hitting buttons, I'm hitting why I'm not... It's not... Oh, well.
Perhaps you can't until it tells you.
Yeah, the game teaches you about it eventually. Oh, I sense secrets. I have failed to collect secrets.
We're gonna have so many hats.
I don't know why, but the rotating little lights on the hat makes me think of ice cream.
Yeah, do ice cream have lights on them in Finland?
Yes, we're very technologically advanced. Oh, you actually see the little robot guy losing all of the gun hats on the transition screen. That's a nice touch.
That's a good, yeah.
You didn't see that on the first transition screen?
I didn't.
No.
I did.
Well, you're a smarty smart boy.
I can't destroy a block below me to advance. What am I forgetting?
The yellow hat, the ball goes down.
Okay, I see. Yeah. Thank you.
The ball goes sploosh.
Useful.
There's a lot of potential in this kind of design, like having multiple different kinds of hats, letting the player pick their loadouts and so on. It's a fun idea. Aruba!
Aruba, Jamaica. God damn it! Those Roombas are getting me.
They are fast. Oh, we've got wall jumps.
I see those stacked enemies appearing, and I feel like they are like, oh no, he's stacking guns on top of his head, we need to stack two to counter him.
No one expects a good counter stack.
His stacking power is too stacking.
He's some kind of stack head.
Whoa.
He's too stack. We need to get bigger tits.
No, I got KO'd.
I also, at the same time.
I do appreciate the
crowd. There we go.
Happy people cheering for us. I'm up to 5 hats. Personal hat best. Ah, Demon Roomba.
That was me, stupido. And stupido double. Okay, yeah. I deserve that death.
Ooh, 6 hats. I can hardly walk.
I didn't deserve that death. I lost all my lives.
Hello, my head lives.
Ah, Rick.
It's 2026. Who's putting lives in a game?
Did you bring enough quarters to try again? No. Ah, 7 hats. 8 hats. That's too many hats, kids. If you're doing a wall climb, normally you slide down very slowly, but if you have a ton of hats, you just drop down like a rock. That's fun.
That's great.
That sounds... Oh, there's a burger!
It's like real life. If I'm wearing a lot of hats, I slide down the wall.
Maybe there's underwater leveling to have your hats on to stay on the bottom. What? No!
Be a very nice bit of design, I'll admit. Sorry, you might have said it already, but who was the developer?
They don't have a collective name. It's just published and developed by the school.
Ah, right. Well, kudos to the school and the students working on this. There's a lot of potential. Yeah. Now.
Ten students. Now.
Oh, no, I lost life.
Or is it 9? Yeah, 10 students, 9 months.
What am I supposed to do there? Am I missing something? Oh, I see, there's a way up. I thought I need to jump on this little...
Yeah!
...floaty seat and go in the tunnel. Dig a tunnel, dig a tunnel.
Quick, before the hyenas come.
No, there are coins I can't get. This is agony. Pay me, for I am the Lord of Hats. Even Team Fortress 2 is jealous. Be the Wrath of Hats McGee.
Stood too close.
Oh, they're little robot crabs. How adorable.
Frick. Ah, frick. Didn't realize they were jumping back in there.
This is why I'm never getting a Roomba. Can't trust him.
Yes, there we go.
Wait, the thing said I had 3 lives last level, now I have 2 lives again. Huh.
I lost 2 lives.
No, Roomba!
Do I go up, or do I go down? Up was the right choice. Ah! Up was not the right choice!
There we go.
Ooh, I am doing very badly. No! I must have frustrated.
No! Your stupid cats! He is too powerful!
Oh, right, we can run, I forgot.
I have so many hats.
Like that you can attack enemies with the hats. Like, the ones that are above you. Just bumped
on mechanic. The music is surprisingly good. Very basic, but it doesn't need to be anything more spectacular. Oh boy.
AI boss? Oh no. Why not a regular boss?
Ace, are you an AI boss?
That's a great question.
Yeah, and?
That's it.
That's a great question.
Little known fact, Ace was actually a prototype voice for the little clippy that you get in Microsoft Word. But then they removed the clippy and it didn't happen.
That's sad. Looks like you're trying to write a review. Have you tried adding silly jokes?
Have you tried ChatGPT? It will do it for you.
That wasn't a hymn at you, guys. That's a hmm. This boss is getting weird. Stop it, no.
Also, hi, Manisu. I missed your message. I was focused on the game for once.
Whoa, look at all these coins.
Give me your hat. Give me your hat. Give me that hat. Angered the boss pattern down, I think.
No! I failed. It choked at the last moment. That's embarrassing.
Yeah, frick.
Ah, crap. No! I'm almost dead.
I believe in you. I'm still only here.
You shouldn't believe me.
I don't believe you. I believe in you.
I believe in the Jack that believes in you.
Ooh, betches.
I believe in the me that believes in you?
There you go. And I believe in the One Piece.
Well, what's that? And where is it? Where can I find it?
Yeah.
On the beach.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or in a bathing suit store? Clothing store?
Personally, I prefer two pieces.
Not everyone can afford two pieces, Aaron.
That's a good point. I am sorry for displaying my privilege like this.
Your piece of privilege.
So true.
Roombas. I don't like the Roombas.
The AI area, or I guess the eye area?
Eye area would be love area.
I love area. And perimeter. Do y'all prefer area, volume, or perimeter?
Yes.
I'm a fan of aria.
Ah, come on! Last life!
Whoa, I got a hat. Ah! Ow. Frick. Ah! I'm gonna lose lives. I'm gonna run out of lives, aren't I? Shoot.
I am victorious.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Killed the boss in one life. I am very proud of myself.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, well done.
Nice.
Ecole superior des metries azartiques.
What? English! Yes. Can you speak it?
Not really.
Ah, I almost had him.
Oh, special thanks to me, the player.
Whoa.
But only Ace.
Well, yeah, I mean, I haven't beaten the game yet.
Oh, crap, 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 no, no, not like this, not like this! Oh, nice.
I accidentally restarted the game. Because I tried to click out of the options menu and it thought I clicked start game. But yeah, this is pretty, very well put together. Like, they seem to have known what they wanted and did exactly that.
He defeated AI. Well, Aaron didn't, but... she will, eventually.
Eventually. I believe in the me that believes in me. Oh! I got two that time.
And then AI boss fell in love with the stack head because he was stacked and just had a lot to offer.
Oh, that is so many.
So you're saying that AI boss only wants stack head for the stacks?
Mm-hmm.
Frick.
Yeah, the environments are really good. I liked how, well, this takes place in a theme park, and as you're wandering around the levels in the background and sometimes the foreground, there is theme park stuff happening.
Just the composition of the backgrounds is really good.
Not quite sure why we're collecting coins.
Well...
Ah, frick, frick.
Because you need to buy, you find 99 and you buy a life. Ow. I don't know.
Frick. There's no achievements. There's no in-game store. It might be related to lives.
How are you supposed to survive that last series of attacks?
Jump.
I did, but there was no place to. There was no safe place to jump to.
Once you smack down, jump slightly away, and you should be fine.
I'll basically try that next time. As you're not underneath him, the AI boss. So long as you're to the side, just jump on the space, and the jump should be long enough for the electric to have dissipated.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Thank you very much.
We all believe in you.
Whoa, even you, Ace?
Even me.
Oh. I didn't realize I could just attack them until they died.
That is applicable to most things.
Who wrote the stream elements thing?
Which one?
Join our quirky community of boomers asking for lands and cool writers with only wrong opinions at discord.gg/gamegrim.
Jack did it.
They're millennials, they're not boomers.
It's irrelevant. Calling someone a boomer isn't about accuracy, it's about calling someone old.
Okay, Zoomer.
Aaron gets it. Look, I'll rewrite it.
Frick.
I'll think of something.
I messed it up!
You got this, you still got this.
You have no choice but to have this.
If you don't have this, then who does?
The three of you?
No,
we had this.
Oh, that's a good point. Exactly. Frick! I keep forgetting! It's only happened once, but I keep forgetting! Oh, hey, health! Ah, shoot.
If you get it to the last thing, it'll jump up.
I am trying!
There you go. Very well done.
Through the power of your friends believing in you.
And my friends' advice for me. Whoa.
So again, this was made by 10 students over 9 months for the ESMA Game School. So as part of their course.
Whoa.
ESMA.
As I said, it looks really good. It plays well. It's not laggy at any point.
It is a solid little thing. It's free to play and definitely worth that. It's fun. It's short and snacky.
If no one has anything else, I'll read us out.
Go right ahead.
And that about brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for joining me, Erin, Goz, and Jack.
And I'm Javert.
Thank you for listening and subscribing to the Grimcast. Your support means a lot. If you want to hear more from us, listen to our anime podcast, The Pals at Anime Lounge. Of course, check out our writings on GameGrim.com. And until next time, game on.